Hi, good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm trying to reach Vicky George about the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is this Vicky? Hi, Vicky. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, were you or someone you know receiving Depo injections in the past?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you have any health complications that may be linked to the are linked to the Depo injections?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you share with me, would this be for yourself or for somebody you know that was on Depo?
For myself. Can you actually give me a second? I'm going to step away from my desk right now.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Vicky. So did you have any health complications that may be linked to the Depo injections?
Yes.
Okay. And could you share with me what type of complication you may have had?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Vicky.
I'm sorry. It's going in and out. It's a bad signal inside this building.
It is? Okay. The question was, do you know what type of harm or injury you incurred that might be linked to the Depo injections?
A brain tumor.
Okay. And do you know what type of tumor it is?
Let me see if I'm pronouncing it right. It starts
okay.
with an M, meningioma.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So, Vicky, because you were diagnosed with a meningioma, I would like to help you get connected with a law firm that will help you file a claim for damages, medical bills, pain and suffering, a loss of income. And since you're the injured party, you'd be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And Vicky, can you share with me the approximate date of your diagnosis, when you were told that you have a meningioma of the brain?
That diagnosis date was back in 2022, July 5th.
July 5th, okay. Oh, man, a day after July 4th? I'm sorry to hear that.
And this was actually like a year after my mom had passed.
Oh.
This was actually after her birthday. So my mom's birthday was July 3rd.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Not a good time of the year at that time.
Not
I'm
a
sorry.
Good time at all.
You're right. So, Vicky, can you share with me next your date of birth, please?
My birthday is May 1st, 1993.
Okay, May 1st, 1993?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
I know someone that was actually on the injection, but I don't know if they would have any injuries. I would have to actually call and speak with her about that.
Okay. And if what I'll do is towards the end of our call, I'll provide you my contact number, my office line, so you have a record of our conversation. You'll know who the person was that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. And feel free to share my contact information with any person that you may know that might be a good candidate for this lawsuit. Now, I'll be asking next questions about Depo Provera. Did you consume or use the brand name injectable Depo Provera?
That was Pfizer brand.
It was Pfizer? Okay, so that would have been the brand name. And then do you recall the name of the injectable? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q
yeah.
Provera?
So Depo Provera.
Okay, thank you. All right.
So Depoprovera.
Okay, thank you. And then how many years were you on Depo, approximately?
Um, So I started taking them in 2019 until 2022. So for 3 years.
3 years, okay.
Yeah.
And
so I stopped around that diagnosis time.
Okay. Do you know when you started in 2019, by any chance?
In May.
In May? Okay. So I'll put May 1st, 2019. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know when you stopped taking Depo-Provera in 2022?
When I actually got the diagnosis done on July 5th.
Okay. So July 5th, 2022?
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me here. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay, so you've answered this question as the approximate start and end dates for Depo-Provera injections, starting May 1st, 2019, approximately, and ending July 5th, 2022, approximately. And then can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to getting diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
Okay, and then
so I would get them once every 3 months.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so you definitely had 4 injections within a year before you were diagnosed with a meningioma. And then I believe you answered this question already, which is, did you use Depo-Provera between January of 1992 through present date? The answer is yes, because you mentioned that you started in 2019 and ended in 2022. All right, okay, so now I'm going to be asking you questions about yourself. This is to help put the legal agreement together. Can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay, thank you. And then the legal spelling of your first name, is it V-I-C-K-I-E?
Yes.
Okay, and your middle initial?
No middle name.
No middle name. Okay, thank you. And then the last name, is it legally G-E-O-R-G-E, George?
Yes.
Okay, and I take it, Vicki, you don't have a suffix, right? Junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. The law firm does need your social. That's to request medical records to confirm diagnosis and any treatments and calculate costs for compensation for damages. Can I get your social, please?
351-885-326.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 351-885-326. Okay, thank you. And then as you know now, towards the end of our call, you'll be signing the legal agreement between you and the law firm, along with a request for medical records. Any forms that you sign, copies will be sent to your email address. And I have on record for your email address, it's your first name, dot your last name, the number 6@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, there are no special spelling. And then the phone number I'm speaking to you on, this is your cell phone that belongs to you, 773-932-7724?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. It may seem we're all finished after we've done this interview and then signed the legal agreement and the request for medical records. There is one final step. It's called a case verification call between you and the law firm. Because I'm not a lawyer, I'm actually just an intake specialist. The law firm just wants to confirm that you weren't diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera, and they do want to confirm that it's okay to start working on your case by requesting medical records. They want to be on the same page that you know that they're going to be requesting medical records. What's the best time that you can be reached for this case verification call? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning is fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. And then they'll call you on the phone. Next is your address, please.
6401 South Yale. Yale is Y-A-L-E.
Okay.
Avenue. And then that is in Chicago, Illinois. What is your code? 60621.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And is that a house?
I'm sorry, apartment 409.
409?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and now this next set of questions is about medically related questions regarding the meningioma. Well, first we'll start with Depo-Provera. When you received the injections, how were they administered to you? Was it by a doctor, a staff member of a medical office, or did you inject yourself?
The injections were done by the neurosurgeon.
By the neurosurgeon? Okay, that would be the doctor himself.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then next question is, how many times you, Vicky, were injected with Depo-Provera? Let's see here. So there's four injections.
So once every 3 months.
Uh-huh.
From those from May 2019 up until July 2022.
Okay, so we're talking roughly about 12 injections, four per year for 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera injections?
That was, give me 1 second.
Okay, sure.
Dr. Miller.
Dr. Miller?
Dr. Miller's first name is Daniel.
Daniel Miller, okay. And where was these injections made at?
We were going to Alexin Brothers. Alexin is L-A-E-X-I-A-N, Alexian Brothers Medical Center. Also here in Illinois. Spell it again for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. A-L-E-X-I-A-N.
Brothers.
Okay.
Medical Center.
Okay, so, I do show Dr. Daniel W. Miller. He's an OBGYN at Ascension Alexian Brothers Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's him. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Pardon the silence. I'm actually just copying and pasting. I found them on the internet, and the law firm just needs the address and phone number to get medical records.
I don't know the actual address, but it's in Elk Grove.
It's in Elk Grove
Village.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Elk Grove Village, Illinois.
I found it. 800 Besterfield or Besterfield Road, Elk Grove Village, Illinois, 60007.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And again, this is where you got the injections under from Dr. Daniel Miller. Okay. The phone number there I found from the internet, 847-347-5500. And the address is 800 Besterfield Road. Copy, paste. Thank you, Vicky. All right, now I can ask you questions about the prescribing doctor. The doctor that actually prescribed the Depo-Provera injections, was that the same doctor, Dr. Daniel Miller?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And again, this is at the same facility, Ascension Alexian Brothers Hospital? Is that right, Vicky?
Did you say Ascension or did you say Alexian?
Alexian. The full name is Ascension Alexian Brothers Hospital.
Oh, yeah. I'm like Ascension. Okay, because we have a few Ascensions throughout in Chicago. So,
yeah, okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, just to confirm, you never had to get the medicine or the injections from a pharmacy like CVS or Walgreens. You got the injections directly from the care of medical facility.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, about your diagnosis of your meningioma, how did they find the meningioma? Did they do a CT scan, an MRI, or was it a combination of both?
So we did a combination of a few tests. So they did a blood test, they did the CT scan, they did the MRI, and then the biopsy.
Oh, they did. Okay. Thank you. All right, and then what was the? Do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
Now that's the neurosurgeon.
Okay.
Because that's the guy that does the MRIs for all the neurological. That doctor is Dr. Yang.
How do you spell the
and
first
Dr.
name?
Yang. His first name is. Dr. Yang. Yang is the last name, and he works at. Present Resurrection, Dr. First name starts with a B.
Let's see here. Benson, your name? Dr. Benson Yang. Okay, I found him. And he's part of Presence St. Francis Hospital or Presence Resurrection? Presence Resurrection.
He's at, I believe, Presence Resurrection. This is the one that's located at 7435 West Talcott.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N, Yang, M-D, neurosurgeon. And that was at Presence Resurrection Medical Center in Chicago. Okay, and the address for Ascension Resurrection is 7435 West Talcott Avenue.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and then Talcott is spelled T-A-L-C-O-T-T.
Perfect, thank you. And I've got a phone number from the internet, 773-774-8000. And that's Presence. Okay, thank you. Now, okay, and his specialty is neurosurgery. Now, Vicki, did you have a cancer diagnosed before your meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for once they diagnosed your meningioma? What type of treatment did you receive?
I did radiation therapy.
Okay.
And then I also had a craniocranial surgery.
Cranial surgery?
Yeah.
Okay.
The actual production, but yeah, I have the craniocranial surgery and then radiation therapy. I did the radiation therapy for 6 weeks, and then I went about 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay. Did you mean to say craniectomy?
I'll spell it for you. So it's spelled C-R-A-N-I-O-T-O-M-Y.
Craniotomy.
Oh, I was pronouncing wrong. Yeah, that.
It's okay. Craniotomy surgery, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And then who was the doctor that treated you? Radiation or did the surgery?
Oh, the same doctor. So Dr. Yang.
Benson Yang. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all at the same location, Presence Resurrection Medical Center? Or Resurrection Medical Center? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. And I take it because you were, after your diagnosis, you were hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, for the surgery.
Okay. And then the law firm does ask for the approximate dates that you were hospitalized.
Oh, I'll have to actually go back and look at those records to give you that exact date. I believe, let me think. Went in July. I began treatment shortly after that.
Within 5?
It wasn't like I started my treatment date July 12th, right after my little sister's birthday. Her birthday July 8th. I started treatment on July 12th.
And then when do you think you ended treatment?
So we did treatment for 6 weeks. So from July 12th, I'll Google it. I'll tell you what the actual calendar date says. So 6 weeks, and that calendar would be?
August 23rd?
Yep, just about.
Okay, perfect. These are approximate dates. That's okay. Okay, so just to confirm, you were hospitalized for treatment between July 12th and 2022 through August 23rd, 2022?
Yes.
Thank you. And, okay, and then do you happen to have any medical records that can confirm your diagnosis and treatment or know that they're available at the doctor's office at the hospital?
Yes, the doctor does have those medical records. But I'm at work, so I don't actually have any of that actually readily accessible on me. But
okay.
The doctor does have those records.
And they'd be able to provide them to the law firm either by mail or electronically through fax or email?
Yes.
And okay, perfect. Do you have access to a MyChart login?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. That's all right. Okay, now, we're almost done. You do meet the criteria. So our last steps will be signing the agreement between you and the law firm, as well as the request for medical records. Before I send out the agreement, the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does this person live with you?
Can I list one or two people?
One person is perfectly fine. We just need one.
I'm going to use my sister. She does not reside in the same household.
She does not live with you? Okay, she's your sister. And her name?
Her name is Swaze. It's spelled S-W-A-Z-I. Same last name, George, G-E-O-R-G-E.
Okay, let me repeat the spelling of her first name. S-W-A-D-I, same last name?
Z-I, Z as
oh.
In zoo.
Oh, Z, Swazi, S-W-A-Z-I.
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you. And your her phone number?
Her phone number is 773-939-2040.
Okay, thank you. And do
and
you
then
happen
she
to...
also has a second number.
She has what?
She has a second number. So she has a cell number and then a work number.
Oh, okay. What's her primary cell phone number or home number?
The primary phone number is the one that I gave you.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we'll use that then. 773-939-2040. All right, and then do you happen to know her email address?
It's going to be similar to mine, more than likely. I believe her email address is swaze.george6@gmail.com.
Okay.
I totally believe they're literally about the same thing. No, no, it's not. It's swaze.george@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com? Okay, thank you. Good memory.
Yeah.
So it's her last name dot, I mean, I'm sorry, her first name, then dot, her last name at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Perfect. Would you know her address by any chance?
Yes. Her okay. address is going to be 7638.
Okay.
North Bosworth. Bosworth is going to be spelled B-O-S-W-O-R-T-H. And that's also in Chicago, Illinois. Her zip code should be 60626.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. All right, so we've, let me just, before I send out the agreements, the law firm, by the way, would take your case on a contingency basis, meaning you don't pay anything up front to get representation. The law firm is only paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. If they're unsuccessful, you wouldn't owe anything to the law firm. And then if they are successful, which I expect them to be, that means they'll get you compensated for medical bills, pain and suffering, loss of income. You would get 60% of the recovery and the firm gets 40%. Again, this is on a contingency basis. And then, of course,
okay.
The other form is a request for medical records. Let me just make sure I got everything right before I send the forms out to sign. You would like to see if you meet the criteria. You have been advised the call is recorded. You did not get an attorney. You haven't signed with an attorney. You were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. That diagnosis was July 5th, 2022. Your date of birth is May 1st, 1993.
Okay.
And you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera made by Pfizer. You had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis. You had used Depo-Provera for at least 3 years, approximately between May 1st, 2019 to July 5th, 2022. Female, single, confirmed the spelling of your first and last name, confirmed your social, your email, your phone number, your address. We gathered the medical information. Everything looks good. All right, so now I will be sending you that text message. And then after we sign, we'll be done. But don't forget there's that final step, which is the case verification call between you and the law firm. By the way, this is an excellent law firm, very experienced national law firm. Experience meaning they've handled cases like complex cases like this frequently. So you're in really good hands.
Okay.
Okay. So by now you should have received a text message from. You did. Okay. Perfect. You want to click on the link. You have to agree to SMS messages, then agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons beginning with begin or start. And when you're done, just you'll hit finish.
Okay.
And let me know when you're done, because that'll be my a cue to do one last thing on my end.
Okay.
How you doing on signing?
I'm signing now.
Oh, sure.
Okay, it says you're done signing.
Okay. And so now what I've done is I sent you a text message, and that text is coming from my office line. I'm in Orange County, California, Irvine, California, and I'm a legal intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. This text serves as record of who is the person that signed you up for the Depo Provera lawsuit so you can get compensated for damages. And then it also provides the name of the law firm, Ben Martin Law Firm, and your phone number that their phone number is 909-906-3862. I actually had to send you two text messages because I handle you see it? Okay. Because I sent the first text without the last four of the phone number, so I had to resend the second text with a full phone number for the law firm. So again, today is Tuesday. You should hear from the firm either today or tomorrow. If you don't hear from them by Thursday or Friday of this week, you can call me back and let me know, because it is important that they start working on your case right away so you can get compensated for damages. Vicki, I'm so sorry that these are unfortunate circumstances. The fact that you unknowingly developed a meningioma, or unknowingly got the depot injections that can be linked to the meningioma of the brain. But I do want to say thank you for letting me help you. And in spite of these unfortunate circumstances, you rest assured you're about to get legal representation from a fine, reputable firm with a lot of experience litigating against billion-dollar corporations like Pfizer. So you are in good hands. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No, thank you. That's actually all. Actually, one, this is kind of not related to the Depo Provera.
Uh-huh.
That's Pfizer, because I'm thinking now. During COVID, did Pfizer also, they did the vaccinations, correct?
Yes, they did. Yes. That's the same company. Yeah. They make a lot of drugs. They create a lot of drugs and sell a lot of drugs in their name. drugs or medicines, I should say.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, no, that's all that I wanted to know.
Very good. Well, Vicki, I want to say again, thank you. I want to wish you a good rest of the day. And you have my contact information. Feel free to share it with any person that you think may be a good candidate for this lawsuit as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day. Take care. And good health to you, okay? Bye, Vicki.
Bye.